At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Thursday. It's hour one. Come on in. Stay a while. The boys are here ready to go. Coming up a little bit later on, Lane Kiffin will join us. He's got Alabama coming up this weekend. One of the great shooters in NBA history, Ray Allen, will stop by. Going to be coaching high school basketball. I want to ask him, if Ben Simmons went to you, could you help him fix his shot? 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Penny's Bang Biscuits are available. Go to danpatrick.com. Two different sizes. You got a little smaller dog. We listened to what you had to say. You want to thank your dog for good behavior. We have the biscuits for you, handmade from scratch using healthy, all-natural ingredients. 20% of all Bang Biscuit sales will be given back to hand-picked partners in the pet industry. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. We have an against the grain, five reasons you should watch tonight's game between the Bengals and the Jags. And the last time we saw Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence facing off was the national title game in 2020. The two quarterbacks, number one overall picks, find themselves in very different situations right now because Burrow's LSU Tigers were one of the more talented teams in college football history, and Lawrence was on a perennial contender in Clemson. Now, as a result, being the number one picks, you're part of two struggling franchises. That's how you end up as the number one overall pick. They square off tonight. Lawrence's Jags visit Joe Burrow and the Bengals. And the game actually feels a little more important than it probably should because the Jags in danger of falling to 0-4. That's more losses than Lawrence had in his entire career. An unprecedented losing streak for head coach Urban Meyer. On the flip side, the Bengals can improve to 3-1. And there's some cautious optimism in Cincinnati for my Bengals. But opinions change from week to week. Get ready for some sweeping opinions on the last two number one overall picks after a, what I think, is a sneaky, intriguing Thursday night matchup. Because it's a standalone game. When you have that standalone game, everybody wants to talk about that team the next day. So Friday is going to be about a referendum on the Bengals or the Jags or both, and these quarterbacks and Urban Meyer. That's what happens with the standalone game. Now, if this was a 1 o'clock game on Sunday, people would not be talking about it on Monday. But Thursday night, get ready for a healthy dose of Urban Meyer, Trevor Lawrence, and Joe Burrow. Say good morning to our streaming partner, Peacock. You can download the app, watch for free all 3 hours. We could never charge you for this content. And also our radio affiliates around the country. This program, award-nominated, not award-winning, is brought to you by SimpliSafe. Has some big news. Just launched their new wireless outdoor security camera, engineered with all the advanced tech and security to help keep your family safe. Learn more and get 20% off your new system. Visit SimpliSafeDan.com. McLovin, what kind of poll question do we have today?
So, since it's negative, this is a Pauly special. Which?
Wait, why does it have to be negative?
It's more fun to start negative.
Yes, Pauly.
I was thinking about this. Which NFL team feels like it's in the worst shape right now? Like, the Steelers are generally a good franchise, but this week the negative Steelers/Ben Roethlisberger talk has been rampant. It feels like the Steelers are in disarray and are terrible. Are they?
No, because you still have some quality players on that team. It's one thing to not play well, but you still have some quality players there. Mike Tomlin's going to be a Hall of Fame coach. You got T.J. Watt, Micah Fitzpatrick. Najee Harris looks like he's the real deal. Like, you at least have some young building blocks there. It's just you have Ben Roethlisberger. That's the reason why they feel a little wonky. The Jets, it just feels like it's the same story every single year. Hey, we got high hopes. We got this. We got a new coach. We got a new quarterback. And then in a couple of years, it'll be, we got a new coach and a new quarterback. Same old Jets. I do like their uniforms. I love those helmets. I love the color of that green. The Jags, too early to say before you want to abandon ship there. The Lions or the Lions? Is there another team to put in here, Paul?
I saved this one, the Bears. They stink. Their quarterback situation is a mess. Their coach is indecisive, and their team's about to move to the suburbs. That's a tough week.
Moving to the suburbs doesn't bother me as much because I'm not a Chicago native. But do I think that team is rudderless, lost? Yes, I do. You know, you got Khalil Mack. You had a pretty good defense. You know, you make the playoffs, but you're still always in the shadow of the Packers. But you're not even naming your starter. Like, nothing is exuding confidence there. I mean, you're playing the Lions. Is Matt Nagy trying to be coy here and go, yeah, we're not going to give the Lions any edge here. We're gonna keep them in the dark. You're going to have to prepare for this potent offense, whether it's Justin Fields or Andy Dalton. Matt Nagy's going to get fired. The owners of the Bears, the McCaskey family, they don't fire you during the season. The fans probably want that. They also want Justin Fields. How is it these offensive geniuses, Matt Nagy, Andrew Gase, like, okay, you were offensive geniuses when you're with Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes. That helps. And then all of a sudden you go, hey, we need you to be a genius here. Oh, I'm supposed to be a great play caller. Yeah, we had 47 total yards of offense. If I'm Justin Fields, I probably don't want to play. Because if that's your play caller and he's an offensive-minded guy, I mean, imagine if you had a defensive-minded guy who was your head coach. Like, this is, the Bears seem lost. They really do. Now, you can say Justin Fields, that's the future. Okay, I don't care how good your quarterback is if you don't have a good offensive line. It doesn't matter. They let some of those offensive linemen go in the offseason. They don't have anybody, and Carson Palmer talked about this. The Bears don't have anybody who can beat you. You know, your receivers. Allen Robinson's a nice player, but you got to be able to win those one-on-one battles. I mean, what do you have here? It just feels like they don't know what their offensive philosophy is. You got an athletic quarterback in Justin Fields. You got Andy Dalton who's there. You got Nick Foles who's there. Like, they seem like a mess. I'm not surprised at the Jets. I'm not surprised that Ben is playing like this. The Jags, I didn't have expectations for. The Lions, I still think the Lions are sneaky competitive. I mean, they're certainly better than 0-3. I thought they were going to beat the Ravens, and I still think that that's a team that could win 7 games. Now, you might say, well, that's not very good. No, it is, because I'd like... At least that coach gives a little bit of confidence. Feels like he stands behind his players. Like, they have some kind of direction. It's like the compass is pointing north, at least, in the NFC North. Here's Matt Nagy. Imagine if you played for this coach and you hear this, like you want that decisive, authoritative voice on what's happening at your quarterbacking position. Here's Matt Nagy.
We expect both Andy and Justin out at practice in some capacity today. In regards to the depth chart with them, I'm sure that question will come. Andy's the one, Justin's the two, and Nick as the three. Starter will be sorted out once we have a clearer picture.
All righty. I mean, that's Wednesday. You're playing the Lions. Don't you want it? Well, he has his reasons, I'm sure, of his quarterbacking situation. But I thought you would bide yourself a little time if you're Matt Nagy and you put Justin Fields in there. Now, do I think that he did a disservice to Justin Fields? I do. Because you know Cleveland has one of the best defensive fronts, one of the best defenses. I got to protect my quarterback. And sometimes you protect him from himself. He wants to do more than he should. And does Andy Dalton probably give you a better chance to avoid all those sacks? Maybe he'll get the ball out. He won't try to do too much. Justin Fields is a rookie, and he's trying to do too much. But, I mean, you got a Super Bowl MVP in Nick Foles. He's 32 years of age. Why the hell do you have him? Play him? Yeah, Seton.
But if you're Nick Foles, do you want to play for the Bears?
I don't think so.
I don't know that I even want to. I'd rather just make it through the season or have them cut me or something and go somewhere else. I don't even want to put myself out there.
Well, he's going to get traded at some point during the season, it feels like. There'll be a situation where you go, okay, you know, if something happened to Taylor Heinicke with Washington, then you could trade Nick Foles there. I still don't understand why the Jets don't have him to help Zach Wilson, but hey. What do I know about football? Yeah, McLevin.
The Bears have had a rough road. They started at Los Angeles against the Rams and Aaron Donald. Then they beat the Bengals. Then they faced Myles Garrett at Cleveland. I don't know any quarterbacks in the NFL who are going to look great in those two games. It's got to get a little better.
But why are you putting your rookie quarterback in if you're going against the Rams defense and you're going against the Browns defense? That doesn't make any sense at all.
I'm not sure they had any choice. Well, they could have gone.
Nick Foles.
What about 3 months of Justin Fields fits his team better, the line is bad, and he can run? Every single media member, I heard it maybe 55,000 times. And now everyone's like, well, you shouldn't play him. But everyone's like, play him because he can run away from all these pass rushers. Right.
How about you just have him make short passes and then he doesn't have to run away from the defense? Because the last time I looked, the defense always catches the quarterback. At some point, they catch you. And Justin Fields can be athletic. There's a guy who's a 4-4 guy on the other side. He can be a 4-5. But, you know, Lamar Jackson missed practice again yesterday. This is what happens with the mobile quarterback. Tom Brady survived because he stands behind his offensive line, gets the ball out quickly. That my philosophy with the Bears would be, let's just kind of get through a game here. You don't want Justin Fields to get hurt. You don't want his confidence shot. And I don't know how you could trot him back out there and go, hey, don't worry about those 9 sacks against the Browns. He probably is seeing Myles Garrett in his dreams, his nightmares. Like, oh, sorry. What happened? Oh, sorry, I just saw Myles Garrett again. Yeah, McLovin.
I'm curious, too, does the college system the guy comes from? I know this has sort of changed, but he's from an Urban Meyer offense, Justin Fields. Like, feels like all those quarterbacks struggle when they get to the NFL, like Alex Smith did, all the Ohio State guys did, all the Florida guys did.
Well, a lot of times you struggle because you don't have, I don't know, one of the best offensive lines in football or a couple of great wide receivers or a couple of great running backs like you did at Ohio State. You know, but, you don't have that, and all of a sudden it's like, I mean, look at Trevor Lawrence at Clemson. I got wide receivers, I got running backs, and then all of a sudden you get to Jacksonville and you go, wait a minute, where is everybody? That's what happens.
But is it possible Justin Fields has never seen this kind of offense before? He's learning a completely new system, right? So it's going to take more than 2 games. Like you said, like it seems unfair.
He hasn't seen defenses like this. Like you're going against Northwestern or the Cleveland Browns. You're going to against Indiana or you're going against the Rams. I mean, come on. So I felt bad for Justin Fields. I thought it was irresponsible that they kept him in as long as they did. I really did. And for a guy who's a play caller, offensive-minded guy, where is that? That's what I want to see. Now, you know, run something, even if you're just trying to be competitive and move the football. Were they going to beat the Browns? No. But can you do something? Can you work on something? I mean, I just didn't see anything. There was no, you know, let me protect my quarterback. It was basically, hey, Justin, good luck, man. I don't know what to tell you. And that's the feeling I got when I watched that game. And that's not fair to him. But people have to understand the Bears' offensive line is as bad as the Jets and as bad as the Jags. So don't expect more out of Justin Fields because you think he's on a better team. Because I don't think he is on a better team. Yeah, Paul.
Goes back to my saying, you know, that with college players getting paid, Justin Fields should have stayed in college over playing with the Bears. He would have had a good time this year. The Bears are going to win the poll, though. Nice win there.
Yeah. You know, the Giants are sort of, you know, stuck in limbo as well because are you all in on Daniel Jones? What happens to Saquon Barkley? Are you keeping Dave Gettleman your GM? You know, the Giants don't feel like it's, you know, two steps forward, two steps back here. We'll take a break. The Dolphins do want Deshaun Watson. They've always wanted Deshaun Watson, even though coach and GM want to tell you that Tua is their guy. Well, Tua is their guy until they trade for Deshaun Watson. Have an update on that coming up. Phone calls always welcome. We'll settle on a poll question a little bit later on. Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin will address getting fired by USC. The USC rumors of maybe him coming back. I'll throw those questions his way. 16 after the hour, taking a break here on the Dan Patrick Show. I'm all fired up today. Full Sail University, Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. This is great. It's been about 4 years since I started this. And we have 400 active students. We have 100 graduates, hands-on experience. You learn all facets of the industry. And your degree is in sportscasting. Not broadcasting, sportscasting. In the studio, in the control room, in the press box, in front of the camera, behind the camera. You want to direct, you want to produce, you want to be a reporter. We've thought of all of this, and we have such a great faculty there with hands-on experience. Grads like Chris Burns and Carly Ford, they're already on-air reporters. Taylor Schaub is the sports director at a station in California. Sam Guzman is a producer at a station in Texas. So many more. Great stories. If you or anybody you know is looking to get into this field, give the school a look. You're going to earn your bachelor's degree in sportscasting, and you can earn it online or on Full Sail's campus in Orlando, Florida. To learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. There is a chance the Giants could start out 0-10. Yes, Paulie.
In the past 8 years, actually 10 years, the Giants have made the playoffs once. In the past 8 years, they finished above 500 once. They feel like a stable franchise. They don't have a lot of issues, but they're not good for a long time.
They lose to Denver, lose to Washington, lose to Atlanta. Next up, New Orleans, Dallas, Los Angeles, Carolina, Kansas City, Las Vegas, Tampa Bay. They might be winless going into Thanksgiving when they face the Philadelphia Eagles.
If they finish with like three wins, that means they would not sign Saquon Barkley and they wouldn't bring back Daniel Jones.
Probably not.
Wow.
Probably not. Is that what we're going to go with, McLovin?
Yeah, I like it. What about the Texans? Do they not even count? I mean, I feel like they're in a whole another category of uselessness.
Okay.
Because that's a different situation. They're not, I don't know. Or maybe you could argue they're going to get a franchise quarterback next year. Maybe they are looking up.
Why don't you just pick?
Okay, so I have the Jets, the Giants, the Jaguars, the Bears, the Lions, and the Texans.
Okay. I don't think that... Yeah. Well, let me get to Jay Glazer's report. On Sunday, Glazer said that the Texans' stance on trading Deshaun Watson has softened, where they weren't even returning calls from teams in training camp. That has changed, according to Glazer. As for teams, to me, Miami makes the most sense and probably has the best chance to pull off if, in capital letters, a deal gets done. You know, this is the thing about Jay Glazer. Jay Glazer is not Adam Schefter. He doesn't want to tell you that George Kittle was signed a two-year contract extension. He doesn't deal in that minutia. Jay hits home runs. So when Glazer puts it out there, these might be breadcrumbs, but it still feels like if you start to consume those breadcrumbs, you're going to find the meal. And I don't think it's been a secret that Miami wants Deshaun Watson. And I know the owner wants. I have somebody who is friends with the owner. And he shared with me that, yes, that he thinks that Stephen Ross wants Deshaun Watson. Now, you're not going to say that publicly because, you know, you have a quarterback now in Tua, but in his opinion, he thinks Stephen Ross does want Deshaun Watson. The question is, what do you want to give up? Is he going to be suspended when you get him? We haven't heard anything more about, the trial with all of these cases that are pending against him. When does he sit down? When is he deposed? Maybe February. Charges. We haven't heard anything. There's no smoking gun here. And, you know, the Dolphins are probably just sort of lingering going, you know, hey, call him again each week. Call him again. Hey, call him again. Offer him this. Mike Florio had some thoughts on this on Pro Football Talk. The Dolphins want Watson. More specifically, Dolphins owner Stephen Ross wants Watson. The sticking point has been the compensation demanded by the Texans. If they're softening, a deal could be done. As recently suggested, other teams could get involved, especially if they sense the Texans want less than they've demanded, and the Dolphins may be closing in on getting it done. I still think the Eagles are involved in this. Florio points out the Eagles make sense. Watson has a no-trade clause, and he could be hell-bent on going to Miami. That would make interest elsewhere irrelevant. What's most relevant is the current trade deadline is November 2nd. Any deal for Watson that will happen before March of 2022 needs to happen before November 2nd, 2021. And if Glazer says, keep your eyes on the situation, it makes sense to do so. And I think that's where we are with this situation. It's been quiet. Normally when it's quiet, remember the Texans wouldn't even return your phone calls. Because you had teams who were leaving messages about, hey, what about this? They were trying to offer up trade proposals because Nick Caserio, their GM, was not returning phone calls. Not even going, if you up the ante a little bit, hey, throw in another first round. Hey, we're interested in that defensive player. Nothing. And I don't know if they thought that this could be done before the season started. But now we're 3 weeks in and going into, 4 weeks. Are you going to be able to trade Deshaun Watson? What do you want in return? And the question is, will this happen in the next month or so? But the Dolphins, I think, have been – I don't think the Dolphins are sold on Tua. I think that's obvious. Brian Flores, their head coach, says all the right things, and rightfully so. But I was told that the Texans – would not want Tua in return, which surprised me. Like, they want a new quarterback. Get that rookie contract, get a new quarterback. And by the way, Lane Kiffin is going to join us, and he might have the best quarterback in the country, Matt Corral, who is a talented passer and, an athletic quarterback. You know, he ran for, I think, 500 yards last year. And Lane will join us. And I want to ask him who he thinks that his quarterback reminds him of who's playing in the NFL. So that'll be coming up a little bit later on. But if Glazer's saying it, then keep an eye on that over the next, 5 weeks. Yes, McLevin.
Do you think the owner will have trouble selling it to the public for training for Watson, say it's Miami?
Well, it depends on what happens with these cases. It feels like winning is the great elixir here. And, Michael Vick, case in point, with what happened. People were outraged, upset. He should never play. We're going to protest. He goes to the Eagles. All right. He had a couple of picket signs out front. And then, he won 8 of his first 11 games, made the Pro Bowl. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, all right, he's our guy. Like, okay. Not that I can make the comparison here, and I'm not trying to, of what happened with Michael Vick and what is happening with Deshaun Watson. I'm just talking about baggage for, a quarterback, a star player. The Buccaneers aren't upset with Antonio Brown. Did the Steeler fans say, we can't have Ben Roethlisberger back after what he was accused of, charged with? No. Adrian Peterson, we don't want him as our running back. I mean, Ray Rice just wasn't good enough to keep a job after what he went through, and he was older there. Fans want to win.
I don't know if, you know, everybody brings their moral compass to the game and it's like, you know, I'm not going to root for him. I'm not cheering for him. If you could have nice guys, good guys, yeah. But, you know, there are a lot of guys who are employed who aren't nice guys. But you still cheer them if they help your team win. Do I think that Miami fans, I don't know. I can't speak for them. Would I have a hard time with it? Yes, I would. But Deshaun Watson's one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. That's what it comes down to. If he was 31, then he's nobody's going to be calling up the Texans saying, hey, are you going to trade him? He's not even in his prime. What is he, 24 years of age? You get him, he's under contract. And if he wants to go to Miami, but I don't know what's going to happen with these cases. Does he get suspended half the year? The full year? Would you trade for him if you know he's going to sit out for an entire year? Are there going to be charges by the police? Like, I don't know. Can you put him on the commissioner's exempt list? Feels like you would have already done that. Yeah, Paul.
It's the most unique story. Like you said, one of the top five quarterbacks in the league is a healthy scratch a month into the season. He has not been suspended. He has not announced that he won't play. He's basically leaked it through his people, yeah. And the league hasn't suspended him. And nobody's given an update on it.
When's the last update we had on this? Because it feels like it is quiet, really quiet. I know he doesn't want to play. They don't want to play him and have him get injured. They want to make sure that they can trade him whenever that opportunity arises. It's kind of wild. You're also hearing, reading, seeing stories about should you be playing a rookie quarterback? Well, there's two schools of thought. We know this. Hey, Elway, Peyton Manning, they all played right away and they turned out okay. Well, those are two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Tom Brady, hey, he sat. Okay. Aaron Rodgers sat. Patrick Mahomes sat. Steve McNair. I mean, I can find more guys who sat and still turned out to be successful than guys who played right away. Do I want Deshaun Watson just turned 26? Do I want my rookie out there? Well, do I want Mac Jones out there? Yes. Do I want Justin Fields out there? No. Do I want Zach Wilson out there? Not right now. And do I want Trevor Lawrence out there? Not right now. I think just be fair to them and have, like, you can't go to the line of scrimmage and think, I don't know if I'm going to have enough time. Like, that should not be a thought process for any quarterback, let alone a rookie. But if you factor that in, the game is so much faster. The athletes are so much better. You have less time, and you don't have confidence in your offensive line. That's what you're trying to process here. Therefore, you get the ball out quicker than you need to. You try to make a play, and usually disaster happens. I mean, you're able to see some of these quarterbacks do it. I think Josh Allen did benefit from struggling his first 2 years. But it was painful to watch at times. You know, he looks like he's going to be, you know, in the MVP race again this year. Could Patrick Mahomes have started for Kansas City? Yes, he could have. That was a 12-4 team, talented team. Would he have struggled a little bit? Probably. Aaron Rodgers, could he have started right away? I'm guessing. The reason why he didn't, he had Brett Favre there. It wasn't, boy, we're going to sit him down. They didn't know what they had in Aaron Rodgers. And then all of a sudden they realized they did, and then they could let Brett Favre go. Yeah, Paulie.
I looked up Josh Allen's stats. In his rookie year, he attempted 7.5 runs a game. He's down to 5.5.
Yeah, he needs to be down a little more than that.
Right, but it's going the right direction.
Yes.
Remember that rookie year he would take on contact and lower his shoulder?
Yep.
Kind of like Andrew Luck is at Stanford in his first year in the pros.
And Cam Newton?
Yep.
Yeah. There are prop bets here. What will happen on the field after the game with Brady and Belichick? Brady Belichick hug / embrace, 2-1 odds. Brady Belichick shake hands, 2-1 odds. Brady Belichick shake hands, embrace both, 2-1 odds. Brady Belichick no touching, 11-5.
A lot of people like that one.
Brady Belichick high five only, 20-1. I don't see them high-fiving. I just don't. Yeah, see.
No, but if they did, that would be the best.
Oh, yes, McLovin.
What are the odds on the gobbler where one goes for a fist bump and the other goes for the high five?
Like Todd does that.
The gobbler.
Todd does the gobbler. I'll give dap, and then Todd puts his hand out.
So awkward.
And then he grabs my hand.
Grabs it and shakes it.
Yeah. Yeah, not good.
The gobbler.
What will happen on the field after the game? I'm going to go hug embrace. By the way, did you guys hear Belichick, how he started his press conference yesterday? Here it is. It's very quick. Here it is.
Warren, what's going on? Got any stories this week?
All right.
Crushing.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Who says I'm not fun, huh?
Any stories?
Huh?
Any stories this week?
Do you think he workshopped that for like 20 hours?
Yeah, he's probably with his his girlfriend. Hey, how about this? This is going to kill. I start out and I go, hey, what's up? Heard any good stories this week? Yeah. All right.
Crushing.
Yeah. Does that feel like the reporters had to laugh?
Oh, totally.
And who's laughing hardest? Probably Tom Curran. He's probably going, play it again.
Warren, what's going on? Got any stories this week?
I think I heard Curran laugh there. Yes, Tom.
I wish Tom Curran would have mumbled, nothing you're going to comment on since you've already hashed and rehashed everything.
Here's other prop bets. Who is going to be shown first during the broadcast? Robert Kraft, Giselle, Julian Edelman. Now, are they retiring Julian Edelman? Is he going into the Ring of Honor? Is he being honored this weekend? I think there's something going on with Edelman. What will be said first during the broadcast? Brady, Jones, Belichick. So which word will be said first during the broadcast? Brady, Mac Jones, or Bill Belichick? Will Rob Gronkowski and Bill Belichick hug after the game? Yes, even odds. No, -140. Hmm. Oh, I think Gronk and Belichick, if they meet after the game, yeah, I could see that.
It'd be great if a cup check was on the bet. You know, Gronk goes up there and
hits him in the Gronk. What word will be said first during the broadcast? Tom Brady, Mac Jones, Bill. It's got to be Brady, right? I mean, overwhelming favorite too.
Unless somehow say, welcome to the big game, Mac Jones versus Tom Brady. That's a way you could get that one past the goal.
No, this is Tom Brady versus the New England Patriots, not Mac Jones, or versus Bill Belichick. Who's going to be shown first during the broadcast? Robert Kraft, Giselle, or Julian Edelman? So Giselle will be in a skybox. Robert Kraft, it almost feels like CBS is contractually obligated to show Robert Kraft a couple of times. Right? Of all the owners, Robert Kraft is usually right there. It's like, oh, there's Robert Kraft with his son. Or Jerry Jones with his son. Yeah, see?
The TV network seemed to love opening the broadcast with that shot of Robert Kraft.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
up in the box.
It feels like you're contractually obligated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
Nobody celebrates more poorly than a team owner of an NFL franchise and his flunkies. They always go for the high fives and hand grabs, yeah, and there's a drink in the hand. Mm. They're a total mess.
Is Edelman going to be honored this weekend? Did you guys?
I think it was last week. It was halftime of last game.
Oh.
I said,
oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm looking at that now. By the way, will Giselle definitely be at the game? That was one thing I was wondering. Does she go to Foxborough? I'm not sure I would in her position.
No, I wouldn't. You know, if I'm Giselle, I just say, you know, I like to go to the big games. Oh. I only go to games in February. You know. I don't want to go to New England. I'm good. Yes, Tom.
She tailgate with other supermodels, throw the Nerf football around, cook up some kielbasas. I don't know.
Victoria's Secret models out there.
Why
throwing
not?
A Nerf football in their fluffy slippers. Yes.
Scarfs on.
Yes.
Do you remember week one when NBC showed the wrong woman for Matt Stafford's wife?
Yes.
But they made a really fun big thing out of it. They came back to it, and then I think they did like a charity appearance or something.
Yeah. Ouch. And there's Matthew Stafford's wife And then I'm going, I don't think that's her. I don't think that's his wife. Unless there's something that happened in the offseason, I don't know. Seemed happily married. Yes, Todd.
How quickly are they going to go to Bill Belichick every time something slightest good that Tom Brady does? Oh. I know they're going to have a camera on him, I'm sure, the entire game, but they cannot get to Belichick fast enough as soon as Brady throws a touchdown or does anything against
him.
Yeah,
but there's going to be a camera that will be on Belichick the entire game. Like that's the assignment for a camera crew. I mean, we know who these people are who do this. And you have somebody, I had somebody who used to work on our show when we would do our show in New York, and he would have a handheld camera and he would be on the sidelines. And his job was to watch Odell Beckham. That's it. His entire day was to have his camera focused on Odell Beckham. There'll be a camera on Bill Belichick at all times. That Buccaneers score, a touchdown, Brady to Gronk, boom. It'll be celebration, Brady, Gronk, hug, whatever, boom, Belichick. Yes, Paul.
Imagine you're at the production meeting and all the cameras are sitting around. And you got Belichick. You got Giselle. Oh, come on. I want Giselle. Okay, I'll trade you next week. I want Giselle this week. Can you imagine you got 3 hours of putting a camera on Giselle?
Yeah. Let's take a break. Our play of the day is up next. Phone calls. Ray Allen will join us with advice for Ben Simmons on shooting. And Lane Kiffin will address the USC rumors coming up in the final hour. Take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV. Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of the Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action, hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. But that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net or the Panini Direct app. And discover Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Great stuff. Fly ball, right field. Myers going back to the wall. It is gone! Seager with a two-run shot. And the Dodgers lead it 11-9.
Charlie Steiner and AM 570, LA Sports Dodgers Radio Network. Seager hit the go-ahead two-run homer for the Dodgers, bottom of the eighth. Four home runs the Dodgers hit in the eighth inning last night matched the franchise's highest total ever for a single inning. By the way, the Dodgers hit six home runs, including four in the eighth inning, rallying from down 9-5 to win 11-9 against the Padres. But the Giants defeated the Diamondbacks, maintaining their two-game lead over the Dodgers. They have won 104 games so far this season. L.A. has hit six or more home runs in 11 games since the beginning of 2018. Three more games and the next closest being the New York Yankees. That's your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. You want to look like $1 million, but only spend a couple of bucks? Upgrade to a Dollar Shave Club six-blade razor for noticeably smooth shave, thanks to their six precision-cut stainless steel blades. Find your perfect shave with Dollar Shave Club in stores. In stores, Dollar Shave Club or dollarshaveclub.com. All right. Update the poll results, Sarah McLevin.
Which NFL franchise feels like it's in the worst shape? Jets are winning, but the Bears and Giants are right behind them.
There was an odd situation with the Milwaukee Brewers. They clinched their division, and their reliever, Devin Williams, injured his hand in the celebration. So the team got together. The initial report was he injured his hand during the celebration. He injured his hand, then injured his hand during the celebration. And then all of a sudden they have a press conference where the GM, David Stearns, and Devin Williams meet with the media together.
So I'm here with Devin. Devin has a fractured right hand. The injury is likely to keep him out for the remainder of the season. There is an outside chance that if we were to play in a World Series, that Devin could be available for a World Series. The injury will likely require surgery, will likely require a plate, and we're in the process of scheduling that procedure now. The injury occurred after our celebration on Sunday night, and Devin is here to discuss how the injury occurred.
So after our celebration, I went out to have a few drinks, and on my way home, I was a little frustrated, upset, and I punched a wall. So that's how it happened.
So that's team president David Stearns. I said GM. And Devin Williams is 27 years of age. So this is one of those, we're not covering up for you. You tell the media what happened to you. You don't hear that very often. Because normally you try to keep it in-house, and David Stearns is basically saying, hey, Devin, tell the media, how did this happen? So celebrated, went and had a couple of drinks, and then on the way home, or when he got home, they punched the wall, and now probably not going to be in the playoffs. No more details, but there'll be more details that will surface as to maybe what he was upset about, but losing a reliever like that with Devin Williams. I don't know. And guys have hidden injuries before. You know, you later find out that somebody, hey, how did you, injure your ankle? I was drunk and I fell off the curb when, I was in Chicago, which actually happened to a player. He claimed that he slipped on a sprinkler head at Wrigley Field. And so imagine that. You're out the night before and you step off the curb and you have a really bad ankle sprain. They get you back to your hotel room. The next day, they bring you to the ballpark. You get dressed, somehow put on a pair of spikes. You go out into the outfield, and then you fake an injury. And, so you find out this later that he fell off a curb instead of he actually got hurt in the outfield. There's still a couple injuries that I never found out if they were true or not, where guys have cut their hand on a knife. There's a few of those out there. Yeah, Paulie.
I think Chris Long, the former NFL player, said if you ever get injured doing something off the field, you wait till the next day and during whatever. Ooh, my back. You got to do, because then you protect your money.
Lorenzo in Colorado joins us. Hey, Lorenzo, how are you?
Just fine, Dan. I just want to get you and the Danettes' opinion on a certain NFL prop bet this week. And what it is will a certain commentator call in one of the games, it's an over-under one. Under one is minus 1,000. Over one, that he says it more than once, is plus 1,000. And obviously, if he says it once, it's even money. So I'm going to tell you what it is, and then I'll hang up to get your opinion.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
There he goes!
Thank you, Lorenzo. Does Al Michaels say, and there he goes, Seton?
Probably not, because there's not really a great runner out there.
Well, you have Tom Brady, and it's not going to be, and there he goes.
Yeah, it's not. He's not going to take off.
And Mac Jones is not going to be, and there he goes.
No.
Buccaneers, Patriots, Sunday night, 7 Eastern on NBC.
You know, the next
Peacock.
Time, maybe they do it is like the Cardinals, right? Kyler Murray could get the there he goes.
But also, Al Michaels, I don't think had ever been told, hey, I got somebody who does an impersonation of you. Now it's in Al Michaels' head that Seton O'Connor does his Al Michaels impersonation.
And there he goes.
So he's retiring that, and do you believe in miracles?
Yes. He might bring back Do You Believe in Miracles before he... And there he goes!
And there he goes!
Yeah, you don't get Lamar Jackson every week. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Ray Allen, one of the great shooters in NBA history. What advice could he give Ben Simmons and Lane Kiffin on the USC rumors? All of that coming up, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.